There was an incident. There was an incident at Citi Field over the weekend that I think is worth discussing because of the player it involves, the parent it involves. And I think this is almost kind of a story within the story of the Subway Series. So if you haven't been on social media and you might not know what the hell I'm talking about, Anthony Volpe's parents, who are really good, loyal parents, local, obviously, we know Anthony Volpe, a local kid, go watch their kid play, which I think is great. We're at Citi Field this weekend. And Anthony Volpe has been going through it this year. I pointed in the first hour to that injury he suffered on Kentucky Derby Day. I wondered if something more was to that.
Right.
And Anthony Volpe has become a butt of a lot of commentary and a butt of a lot of jokes. And some of it fair, maybe some of it unfair, and maybe there's lines you don't cross. But a Met fan was saying some things about Anthony Volpe.
And filming it.
Which is, you know who's around you.
Right.
Which I find, first of all, the whole first part before the story I find ironic is that it was a Met fan, not a Yankee fan.
I know.
Because there's enough Yankee fans saying stuff about Anthony Volpe. So, the back end of what happened has been filmed, put on TikTok, and has gone viral. I'm going to be honest with you. It is not the greatest audio to play on the radio, but for those of you who aren't on social media, I've seen it, to kind of give you a gist, we are going into God Bless America in the Subway Series, and Anthony Volpe's dad is mouthing back and forth with this Met fan. Here is what you could hear.
Let's go. Sit down. Your son is the best.
And got her through the line with the line from above. Oh, man.
F you.
Exactly. Exactly. Your son's the best. All right. So let's go around the table here. Tommy's not a parent. I'm a parent. Tiki's a parent. Tiki's also been an athlete that has been criticized by idiots like me at times in games, right? So we've all kind of have different angles on this. Here's my takeaway. You're always going to have instincts to defend your kids.
Right.
They are your cubby bears, okay? But there comes a point in time where your kid might have a profession that is very public where you need to be able to hold your tongue a little bit and express your problems with people in home.
Right. I think, keep going.
Okay. I say that to say, Anthony Volpe stinks as a baseball player right now. And it's got to be brutal when you grow up as a Yankee fan and then get to live that dream of being the Yankee starting shortstop. Now, that part's not brutal. It's got to be cool. But the pressure is enormous. And then when things don't go your way, and you're not Oswald Peraza, you are a really hype prospect. Right. And maybe unfair expectations about being the next Derek Jeter are put on you. Your parents are aware of that. They think that this is the dream, and it is the dream. And we're all envious of Anthony Volpe's parents getting to live it. However, if you can't handle hearing your child be criticized for their performance as a professional athlete, don't go to the games. Or find a way to get yourself into a private suite or something like that.
Sit in a suite. Well, here's the reason why. Because, and I said this when you first brought this up, Sean, it was the guy who was yelling at him, filming him.
You're right. Right.
Right? I don't know how the video was situated, but
because you don't see the actual person yelling at him.
You see his body and you see his arm pointing at the Volpes, but he's filming it, and he's filming it because he wants to film their reaction.
Correct.
He doesn't care what he's doing. Like, nobody cares about him. He's just a jackass who's trying to get social media hits.
Well, can I call a timeout real quick before we finish this?
Yes.
Because that video that we got starts like halfway through the dispute. We don't hear the original thing. So I only say that to say they clearly start. I don't know. They started filming it once the mouthing off happened.
Right.
So I don't know, unless it was conveniently cut out.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
He still released it.
True. All right.
So it's like, who cares if you have an argument with somebody? You could have a fight in the hallway. Nobody films it. It didn't happen.
Right.
But the fact that this was filmed and was released by this guy, he was looking for that.
Definitely.
And so he was looking for the Volpes to get criticized for whatever this interaction was. And so that's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about that. In fact, athletes get targeted, and this is the athlete family in this case, but in general, athletes get targeted for nonsense like this all the time. And as you as the athlete, and in this case, as the athlete's father, have to know that.
Right.
You have to know that. If somebody's acting completely off their gourd, it's because they're probably trying to get you to do something to embarrass you or to make a situation out of you.
Right. You got a bunch of TikTok views.
100%. And it's not a good, it's never a good thing. Right. And these things that happen are never good things. So just sit there and ignore. It's hard to do, but sit there and ignore.
Yeah. And if you can't ignore, I'm sorry. Like that.
Don't go. You're right.
Don't go. You can't go.
I agree with you.
Because look, if that was my kid that was being Anthony Volpe, you know, you have to know internally that he's struggling and all of that. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to know you're going through it. Now you're putting yourself in a spot. It's the Subway series, man.
Right.
Like,
and what is he saying that can be so bad?
Exactly. And that's the other thing. I didn't watch that video. Mm-hmm. As much as I am sure that the person filming and the Met fan is not absolved from any issue, clearly they were saying stuff. I have a hard time he was saying like truly personal, family-threatening things.
No.
I definitely got the vibe it was, you suck, you know, you're maybe to a higher tenor.
Right.
Which right now, you have to understand fans saying that. You can't fly off the handle like that.
No.
Because what Anthony Volpe's dad did there, he made a problem that Anthony Volpe is going through right now worse. It is 4 p.m. Eastern on the Monday following the 4th of July weekend. We are talking about this. We're on SMY right now as well talking about this. We are not the only show talking about this. It became a story. Anthony Volpe is going through enough problems where he is a story. You don't pour gasoline on it because mm-hmm. that's become something. Anthony Volpe hit Aaron Judge in the face with a ball this weekend.
I know.
This is now a bigger story than that. We have seen parents in this town. Do I need to take you guys back to Annie Apple, the mother of Eli Apple, where she was constantly active on social media? That became a big deal. Right. And we crushed. We called Eli Apple little mommy's boy mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. And he didn't last in this town at all. Anthony Volpe's dad, above any other parent on the Yankees, should get this town if they grew up Yankee fans. He should know the criticism.
But I'm just saying he might not understand the social media side of this.
Okay, he may not.
That's what I'm talking about. Because that's the only thing that matters here. Because otherwise, this could have happened and it could have been hearsay. And we would have said, you know what? Good for you standing up for your son. But then we see it and we're like, just, you don't need to go there. Stop.
I'm going to give you the pass on that. It is very hard, I would think, to be a parent of an athlete this day and age and not be aware of phones and social media stuff. But I think he got caught in the moment. And look, Anthony Volpe's dad, if he really grew up like a true Yankee fan, which I have no reason to think he didn't, you're telling me he hasn't been in the stands at any point in his life if he was younger and doing the same exact damn thing to an opponent or, dare I say, a player on the Yankees. So forgive me with no proof for calling Anthony Volpe's dad a bit of a hypocrite as well. Because I'm sure he's done it. I'm sure that person's dad, if he ever heard it, would look at him and go, dude, really? What are you doing? You made Anthony Volpe's life worse. And if this is the beginning of this kind of stuff and Anthony Volpe's family can't handle the struggles, and Anthony Volpe deserves criticism for some of the play on this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the long-term prospects of keeping Anthony Volpe around here if his parents I hope his parents, or specifically his dad, because you can tell the mom was trying to calm him down.
Yeah.
Learn his lesson from this. I didn't like this as a Yankee fan. I didn't like this at all. And to be frank, totally different stratosphere. My mother, who I love dearly, has called in the Boomer and Geo to yell at them about criticizing me, okay? And I've had to have the conversation with her. I appreciate all the support, Mom. Don't do that. Right. I gotta be an adult. I gotta handle my criticism. I gotta handle getting made fun of. It's part
of
what makes
me. Radio.
It's the radio.
It's what we do on radio.
1,000%. So I have a parent who would love to fight to death whenever I'm criticized publicly, and I'm not the shortstop of the Yankees. But I know that Anthony Volpe has to have now this conversation with his dad. Is that the last? Anthony Volpe doesn't need that right now.
No.
He needs to be called. Dad, you got caught on. What are you doing? He doesn't need that.
Has to answer it. That's the problem.
Exactly.
That's
now sucks. He's going to be asked about it.
I feel bad for Volpe. He's got to talk about this.
I do too.
He could downplay it, but
I will preface this by saying that I don't know, and we all don't know, what fully was said about Anthony in front of his parents. So I will preface that. We don't know the full story. We just know what is on social media. So for now, that's going to be the story. And I don't know how Anthony feels about it. But in my opinion, Anthony Volpe's dad embarrassed his son. This is not Little League. My father is now on a video ranting, raving over God Bless America.
The timing is terrible.
That is terrible.
Like, you know what I mean? He's hooting and hollering about his son while he should be standing up with God Bless America. You know what I mean? You have to be cognizant of, my son plays shortstop for the Yankees. At any point, I could be videotaped. He's going through it right now. The last thing he needs is to have to answer questions about me or to have things going on social media. Because you're right, with it, whether it comes to Eli Apple, now the haters are going to come up to him and be like, oh, your daddy's fighting your battles. Right. Like, his son doesn't need this. And I understand I don't have kids, but I have parents. And I just would imagine that, like, you don't want your parents embarrassing. You're a grown adult playing a sport, making a lot of money, and your dad's out there fighting your battles. It's a bad look.
Look, when I'm making a checklist at the end of the year at the Yankee problems, and Anthony Volpe is going to be a discussion if he doesn't have a big second half about, did the Yankees address shortstop? Did they give him like one more year at full autonomy? I got to be honest.
How soon till we see Lombard?
Right. Perfect. Right. I think at the end of the year when you make it a checklist of the pros and cons, I hate to say this, but I really feel this way in real time. It might be forgotten by some. This happened in the World Series. It's a con. It's a con to Anthony Volpe keeping him around that his dad is cracking under pressure.
I don't think the Yankees' decision will be based anything on what his parents do. But
it creates a distraction. They don't like distractions.
Maybe, but it's not like this happens all the time.
No.
It's not like he is a known problem for the Yankees perceptually. It's just one instance. It just happens to be a bad image because of what was going on. They're singing God Bless America, for Christ's sake. And all of a sudden, you're screaming F you. And so I mean, it sucks because he probably is rightfully, justifiably defending his son.
Right.
But you got to know people are filming you.
Right.
Always. Always.
And I hate to count people's money. And Anthony Volpe, I hope, makes a ton of money in the league. But unfortunately, this is part of the trade-off when you make more money than the fans paying for seats can ever dream of in those spots is, you know, you're going to have to eat it at points. As long as you don't cross the line as a family member, like that's part of the way they make a living. It comes with the criticism. I hate saying it, but it's the truth.
No, like, it is. It's part of the job.
It's part of the job, man. Like people are paying money to go to you're making a couple million bucks.
Being part of the job.
That's it. You cannot have your family become a distraction. 888-8, you heard that, Mom? 888-808. 101.
And I'm glad you brought that up because that old geezer Nancy is always coming after me when I make comments.
Hey, that's my mother.
And she knows that we're dear friends. So it's like, Nance, can you understand a little bit what's going on here? Same thing with Volpe's dad.
Yep.
We're in the entertainment business. Sports is entertainment. Tiki, you played sports.
No,
it's entertainment. You're in the public light.
We're on it now. It's part of it.
It's brutal.
You know what they say about me and Sean on social media? If my mother or Sean's mother read this stuff that was said about their babies on a daily basis by people that never met us, they would go crazy.
My mother definitely does more than me, which is...
Shut up! No, you shut up! You shut up!
888-808-1019. Chris in Kings Park. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Deke, you're an absolute god. I love you, babe.
Thank you, man.
I listen to the show all the time. I got a funny story. I was leaving a Giant game. This was the time around when Gilbride was the offensive coordinator. Giants were an absolute disaster offensively that game. I'm leaving with the boys. We're actually walking out of the Toyota Club, and I'm just talking to them out loud, and I'm like, this guy's got to go. He's got to get fired. This is awful. Some random lady with a daughter turns around and's like, oh, you must be so successful at your job. And I was like, all right, lady, I wasn't really talking to you, but, you know, this guy stinks. And she's like, you should watch what you say around random people. You don't know who's listening. And I was like, lady, I wasn't talking to you at all.
Right.
Like, this is like, go kick rocks. Like, I'm talking to my friends. And then she goes, because I'm a big guy. I'm not the most fit. She goes, why don't you go have another cookie? And then she leaves and walks into a section that none of the regular fans aren't allowed to walk into.
Probably
and
a free cookie.
And my buddy turns to me and goes, dude, I think that's Kilbride's wife and daughter.
Get out of here. Oh, man.
I was like, wait, Kilbride's wife just told me to have another cookie?
That's amazing.
I hope you had another cookie, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, man, I went home, I had a whole bag of Oreos.
I love it.
The King's cookie. That is so true. Awesome. But again, you're walking through a state. You got to know. Like, after a bad loss, I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
I also think that, and they should know this because they grew up here, the town you're in. It's not Kansas City.
Yeah.
All right? So,
right. Yeah, where they're just universally, good
golf
job.
Claps. Great. Well,
good try.
Pat on the butt.
Good try. Dude. You'll get it next time.
It's a tough town.
Of course.
For his dad to be that vocally calling a Met fan a scum, you know what, in that video.
Right.
Tells me that he's called players that in his life. I'm sorry he has, in a different version of his life.
It's a familiar word to him.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.